"What's your name?" Cosmo called after her. The child did not answer. She had found her shoes and stockings. He watched her put them on. Then she went leaping up the cliff like a young goat, followed by the dog. At the top, she raised her arm, waved, and was gone. In the spring of 1926, middle-class English families took their young to Brittany for the Easter holidays. It was thought good for them to catch a glimpse of foreign soil, see some sights, learn a few words of French. Dinard had a beach, a casino, a tennis club, and many excellent hotels and pensions. By early April, the dining rooms of the hotels Angleterre, Britannique, Bristol and Marjolaine rang to the sound of British fowls discussing the weather and the nice rest for mothers of families from a servant problem grown acute since the war. Some fathers of the English families had taken part in the war. Several families were fatherless, having lost them at the front or at sea. But the war was scarcely mentioned. What was discussed with vehemence and alarm was the attitude of the coal miners. Would there be another strike? Was it true that there was the possibility of a general strike? The word Bolshevik bounced from table to table in accents of contempt tinged with fear. Everyone knew what had happened in Russia in 1917, the poor Tsar murdered with wife and family.
They could learn a lot more if they took the